This Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up is like a little treat for your ears.
And with WhizFizz,
it's okay to have a treat or once off on a special occasion to share the moment.
It's not a party without WhizFizz.
Ed Sheeran has been on James Corden's Late Late Show segment Carpool Karaoke. You love that segment, Fev, don't you?
Oh, so good.
Well, what was great about this one, not only was Ed singing and yada yada, he does that very well. But
that's his job. Yep.
He has a Malteser trick that he does that is so impressive. He can apparently fit 55 Maltesers in his mouth.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Oof. But the more I look at it, and I've got a photo here of Ed, he does have a large mouth. Like, you all... See, Fev, I know that as I sit here...
55 Maltesers.
Well, because you are a challenge man. If there was ever somebody that was going to go head-to-head with anyone, I would always say it's you. And the one thing about you, though, is you actually have quite a small mouth. Like, I just realised maybe this is not the challenge for you.
Righto, let's do it. Like challenge me.
Okay, here we go. I'm opening the Maltesers, Byron, and that
okay,
is...
Okay, yeah, there they are.
Here we go. We're going to try to get...
There's a good one.
Now, Fev, just quickly, you know how we were talking about how to do radio and you were giving me that lesson a minute ago? 55 of these in your mouth, even if you get close, this is going to take about half an hour. Like, has anyone thought this through?
I'd love to put
meeting?
I'd love to put a couple in your mouth just for you to be quiet,
Byron,
right now.
Can somebody count, actually? Bridge, can you come in and count how many?
Oh, this will be...
No, but Byron,
that's about all them.
Okay, that's it.
That's
okay.
A lot.
Yeah, this is good.
Righto.
Okay, so somebody do a tally while he's putting them in. Oh, gosh, there's a bin next to him.
Oh, he's taken out his false teeth.
Okay, off you go. I just want to explain too, Fev, just another tip for Byron, because what we were originally going to do before you hijacked the top of the show was we were going to do it over a song. But then you challenged our listeners to say they don't listen to our show.
Meanwhile, while you're still...
He's got 10 in. And
okay, because I saw that over your shoulder, Fief. That's about a dozen already. But
yeah,
I can see what you mean.
It.
I don't know if he eats these during the ad break or
but
whether...
But I also underestimated the size of... See, the size of Fev's mouth is small. It's a cute little mouth.
It's a tiny little mouth.
But you know what I realised? 20? Bridge is at 20. We're into 20.
Yeah, we've got confirmation from our producer, Bridge, that is 20 so
okay,
far.
Let me keep talking.
They look full, doesn't it?
I was just trying to say...
Two golf balls.
Do you know what, though? Back to the point I was trying to make, Byron. It's another bad radio. You're not listening. Is that even though the mouth is small, look at the size of his jaw and his cheeks. Like that, there's a
strong.
Lot of room in there. Oh my gosh, Fev, what are we up to, Bridge? 28. He's got 28, and I don't know. There's no way Ed Sheeran can get 55. I don't know.
Okay.
He wants 34. 40.
Okay.
40. 30. He reckons there's 30 in there.
Okay, he's writing it down now because he can't speak,
he's
obviously.
Counting. 32. 33.
Well, this is good stuff.
No, my apologies to the people who do listen for 3 hours right now, because this is sometimes counting can be tedious and boring.
Sure.
But if you saw what I'm witnessing, how many, Bridge? 36? Yep, 36. Hey, that's your number. I know, 15. 35.
No, 25.
No, don't spit them out. 25.
He's 25. He's way past his number.
I'm sorry, 36 is your age. Okay, he's at his age. He's got his age. 37. Oh, gosh, you're so competitive, Fev. I actually don't think you can do this. I don't think Ed Sheeran can do it. He's going to be sick.
So
you're going to be sick. Don't be sick.
He looks like he's going to vomit. I mean, last time he took an eating challenge, the paramedics ended up here.
Fev,
that was the chili challenge. Oh, dear.
Is somebody still counting?
He'd be in the mid-40s. 41. He's not happy
41,
with the count. He's disputing
41,
the count.
42. 43.
Wow. Ed Sheeran, look out. He's 10 away from you, Ed.
46. Oh, gosh. 47.
This is...
48.
We're nearing the record.
49. 50.
Where is he putting them?
I don't know. 51. He's so competitive.
What space is left?
53. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. 50 more. He can't get
it. I don't know where the 50 is. He's done it. Oh, it's a world record.
He's gone. Oh,
and then it all ends up in the bin. Oh, that's that bit should be cut out of the video. Oh, okay. He's actually... All right, we've got a problem. And Bridge, our producer's about to vomit. Let's take a very quick break, because this is a dramatic scene here. Fev has vomited. Oh, okay.
Hey,
we'll take a break.
I'm your Melbourne boy. Send him...
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Sometimes videos go viral and you go, yeah, okay, I get it. That's a cat. It's a funny, wacky cat video.
Can the internet stop saying this will break the internet? No, I'll be the judge of that. Just let me watch a video.
But then, and I think you'll enjoy, you enjoy this one too, Dave. This one that started yesterday of Jerry Seinfeld snubbing Kesha on a red carpet. It's outstanding. It's on our Instagram now. It's one of the best.
It's the best.
To paint the picture, because we'll play the audio. So Jerry's on a red carpet. He's being interviewed. And then Kesha, thinking, I'm Kesha. Everyone knows who I am.
Well, that's the unfortunate part. You're Kesha.
She's walked up to Jerry and she's asked him for a hug. Now, we're going to play the audio. Not only does he reject her, he literally steps away from her as if she's a crazy fan that he can't get further away from.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired because people are tired most of the time.
I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
It's one of the best. And I think we were even saying this, Dave, knowing Jerry Seinfeld, well, he's a bit of a germaphobe. Like, he's not a huggy guy. And she's just gone up wanting to hug him. Like, I don't think that'd be the first person he's rejected for a hug. He's not a huggy man.
No, and he's also a comedian. I think he likes seeing the fear in her eyes. You know what I mean? Like, he turned back to the reporter like, I just did that. How good's that?
No, but he also looked at her with disgust.
He did.
It and was disgust.
He literally laughed at her while she turned her back. Everyone needs a hug.
Well, no, hugs are great. Don't get me wrong. I'm a hugger, Fev.
Well, yeah, a little bit too much, to be honest. It's an issue around here.
I love a hug. But
HR.
Sometimes when you see a celebrity, particularly when you're a fan of them, you get, like, carried away because you have so much for them. And when you get left hanging by a celeb like that, it's crushing.
Wait a minute. Are you just explaining that Jerry Seinfeld's a celeb? And Kesha's not? Is this what you're saying? saying she's a run-of-the-mill human.
No, do you know what? I really like Kesha, but I won't. Even when I looked at the video, I didn't recognise her. So I genuinely wouldn't have thought that was just a blonde girl walking up if I was Jerry. But Fev, you should know what it's like. You've been left hanging by a celeb.
Who left me hanging?
Remember on Christmas Eve when you texted Katy Perry?
Oh, Katy Perry.
It was a tweet.
But if I was there for the hug... would have happened. Because I'm a hugger. I don't let the person even think about it. If I meet someone, I'm like, hey, I give them the high five, the man shake, and I lean in and give a cuddle. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
I'm always a little hugger.
Mate, people you're get surrounded real awkward. By security. You're not to get that hug to Katy Perry. That's not happening. You're getting taken out. You're getting choked out by the 6'6" security guy.
They look, oh, correct. No, I'll choke them out.
But you
I'll show on the no, clip from Ireland when I got that bloke in the headlock.
Wow. You
Where's that as a bad
show that clip again.
That ruined the whole Australian tour.
Yeah, I got kicked out. Oh, well. That was a mistake, wasn't it?
You could be mistaken.
Do you really want to open that door? Because then she goes, oh, I've gone the Google search. There is a lot of stuff here.
Whoops-a-daisy. Okay.
But you did. Well. You've been left hanging by Katy Perry. I remember that classic, Dave. You were there for it. Remember when I got left hanging by Eminem?
Oh, gross.
Aware of what's going on.
Yo, Fifi, late.
Fev, that was Eminem and I having a chat on the phone, and as he was about to say something to me, the phone disconnected. And I still don't know to this day what Eminem was about to say to me.
Oh, no. That's similar to what the segment we do when we try to get I Love You in.
Oh, yeah,
and I've done
yeah.
it a couple of times. John Legend gave me nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
He gave me donuts.
Actually, we get left hanging more often.
Yeah, we do.
But 131060.
I love you, man. No.
131060, when have you... I don't know, you've gone up to a celeb, you've either wanted a hug, maybe like Jerry Seinfeld, you got fobbed off, you wanted a selfie. Chris Hemsworth at the moment, he's charging $200 for selfies.
He is not.
Oh, serious?
Well, he is at Comic-Con. To give that context, he's appearing
sure,
at Comic-Con.
Okay. Is he donating the money?
I don't know, it's a good point. I'm not sure.
He needs it for those all chickens
right.
he eats.
Right, I'm going to go to that. Where's the Comic-Con?
It's at the convention centre, I
well,
believe.
Let's
yeah,
get
in
me
a couple
down
of weeks'
there,
time.
And I'm going to try and get a free hug.
Good luck.
From Thor.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
One of the best snubs happened yesterday on an American red carpet. Jerry Seinfeld, comedian. I mean, he's coming here. I can't wait. August, we get to see Jerry Seinfeld in Melbourne after the last time
That'll
he was here.
Good.
Remember last time he was here and he called us the.
I wasn't here.
Can I say the word? Do you remember that? The ass end of the world. Did he really? Yeah, wasn't good. Anyway, that was about 10 years ago, so he's back. Now, yesterday on the red carpet, Kesha, who's a massive fan, walked up, tried to get a hug, and he flatly refused.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks. Oh. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Kesha.
Okay, well, I wish her the best.
I reckon at the start she said, it's Kesha. Did she say her name at the start?
I don't know, but I don't think he heard it because he was busy doing an interview. I think he was some parts annoyed because she interrupted, and two,
she'd be so
interested.
Flat.
How was all the awkward laughing? Just everyone nervously laughing.
But fair, I mean, she said she's Kesha. Don't forget, he's a 50-year-old man who's as rich as the hills. He's like, I don't care. You know what I mean? I have no idea who you are, mate. Just move through it.
Well, celebrities, you get excited when you get around them, particularly when you're a fan, and sometimes you get snubbed, which isn't fun. Tyler from Ivanhoe. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Tyler, did you get left hanging by a celeb?
I did. I got left hanging by Scotty T from Geordie Shore.
Whoa!
Oh, sorry, we said celebs. Sorry,
he missed the phoner.
Tyler, it's not necessarily a bad thing. What happened?
So I was at a Melbourne nightclub. He was doing tours there, doing appearances. Anyway, it was about 4 a.m, so everyone was out the front, and I've gone up to him and I've seen him out the front of the nightclub, and I've gone, "Oh, Scotty, what's happening? Can I get a photo?" And went to shake his hand. Got no love for the handshake, and then he said, "I've taken enough photos tonight. Piss off, you little brat."
Oh, wow. This is rude.
I've taken enough.
Well, Tyler, in your defence, don't lose sleep about it, because no one cares who Scotty T is. No one will care who Scotty T is.
Yeah, no, he's judging by his TV persona and his real life persona, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, cool. Excellent.
You know, I quite like this phoner because when you're a stand-up comedian, you get the opposite of snubs. Like, I get snubbed from the audience when you're walking through and they're like, you better be funny. And that's a fan. Thanks.
Lauren in Sunbury. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Lauren. Who left you hanging?
Steve Peacock.
Oh, not a home and away star. Silver Logie winner, Steve Peacock.
Yeah, he was lovely about it, but I just had a photo with him at a nightclub in Sunbury.
Yeah.
He also had an appearance there.
Clang.
And I asked if I could give him a kiss on the cheek, and he said, "I'm really sorry, but no."
Bloody Braxton.
Do you know what, though? Take a leaf out of Fev's book. He's right, Lauren. Your problem was you asked. Just go in.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
I can understand, though. I wouldn't really want a stranger to come up and kiss me on the cheek either. So.
But it's a cheek.
No.
It's the lips.
What are you, a predator?
I just mean... that happens, don't you? I get kisses on the cheek.
Generally, if consent is something that is good to have with those sorts of things.
Just ask coach training. That is terrible.
Just ask the old French tennis player last week who tried to pash the reporter on the cheek.
See, that was an issue.
That was awkward.
Yeah, that was an issue.
Okay,
he got banned.
I'd like to clarify my statement. Please always ask before you kiss somebody on the cheek.
I feel the years you spent down at Triple M were not good for you. You got used to things that no human should.
Tracy.
We'll take a break. Oh, no, we won't. We'll push on. Go first.
Tracy.
I thought it was a nice out.
Tracy and Craigie Bear. Hi, Trace.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Tracy. Sorry, Byron nearly snubbed you. When did you get snubbed by a star?
I paid for a VIP meet and greet with Meatloaf and got knocked off.
What did you pay?
I'm actually glad we came back. This is good.
I paid for a photo and then, you know, went in for the hug and a quick peck on the cheek, and he goes, "No, I don't do that."
You pay? How much did you pay?
Wait a minute. So that's the thing he won't do. Like, he'll do everything else, but he won't do that.
He puts you in our grand final.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The US President Donald Trump has had a crack on social media about people wanting him to get off social media. He tweeted...
As you do.
He tweeted the fake MSM, of course, many mainstream media, is working so hard trying to get me not to use social media. They hate that I can get the honest and unfiltered message out. The president wrote on Twitter. That was on Tuesday, yesterday morning. So joining us now to talk about it is the president himself. Mr. Trump, thank you for joining us.
FML, Turge Dever, the peeps want me off social media.
Sorry, Mr. President, what?
Sorry, that's just Twitter talk. I'm very good online. Hashtag killing it.
Well, see, that's the thing, Mr. President. It would appear that you're not necessarily, because why do you feel a need to write things online all the time?
Oh, come on. Everyone's at Trumpy Pumpy to pull it in. Okay, come on, it's fun. Well, just the other day, I sent out a picture of Richard Nixon with the caption, "Do you like my dicky pic?" That's pretty funny.
Mr. Trump, you continually write inflammatory things online. I mean, don't you think you should be more, I guess, diplomatic and presidential?
Okay, now you're starting to sound like some of my aides, okay? I am very diplomatic. Just the other day, I wrote to Hillary Clinton to say I'm sorry about all the terrible things I said during the campaign.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I know. And then I asked her, what did Bill say to her to get back after the affair? Because it would be good to have that in my back pocket when I get caught.
Mr. President, you tweet, but look, it causes you more trouble than it's worth, really. I mean, the other day you wrote a tweet that had a spelling error so bad it just made no sense. It reads, despite the constant negative press, kafifi. I mean, kafifi, it isn't even close to a word.
Well, that's what you think, Missy, okay? I passed a bill to say it is a word. You can use it for immunity when you get caught cheating. Okay, so take that, Hillary, for not giving me that info I need. Trump wins again.
Honestly, Mr. President, why do you have to be on Twitter? I mean, can't you just stay off it for a while you're president?
Okay. Okay, you win this round. I'll stay off Twitter. I think it'd be better on Instagram anyway. So do you guys know a filter that would make my fake tan a deeper orange?
Yeah? Okay, thank you. There he goes. The President of the United States right here on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Prince Harry's in the country being as charming and debonair as ever. Gee, he's lovely. He's just, I've never met him, but he seems like a great guy.
He does. He's the number one royal.
He is. He's all care, no responsibility. I would love that position. I'm never going to be king. How good is this run?
And it's always such a great thing for the Invictus Games, for all these, you know, former, and I guess, serving army and military guys and women who have these Invictus Games. I think it's brilliant what
he does.
It is
brilliant, and I'm glad he's come out now because it is 500 days away.
Yes, it's a fair wait.
Sure.
But let's spare a thought, though. While Prince Harry's, you know, shaking hands and meeting and greeting people, spare a thought for a young lady in Sydney, Victoria McRae. She's 23, and she's obsessed with Harry to the point where I couldn't help it, but of all the news stories I saw when I woke up this morning, the vision of this attractive young girl draped in the UK Union Jack and a crown, just bedraggled and wet in the rain because she's stood all day waiting to meet Prince Harry again. Now, I say again because she made headlines in 2015 when she stole a kiss, just walked up to him at the opera house.
She did your routine.
Stole a kiss.
Yeah,
she didn't ask.
Straight in.
There you go.
And then, this is interesting.
She fifi'd him right up.
In 2013, she attempted to paddle out to meet him on Sydney Harbour.
Sorry?
Dave, he's on a boat.
So what?
She paddled out and had to be stopped by police. Now, she did have her big banner out yesterday saying, "Marry me, Prince Harry, it's your last chance."
It's an ultimatum, is it?
She also took a photo of herself wearing a replica of his mum, Princess Diana's wedding dress. I mean, I rate her commitment.
Oh, gee.
She is just all that. But this, and yesterday, she didn't meet him. She got snubbed. He just wasn't available for her. So she didn't get her kiss yesterday. She didn't get her moment with Harry.
Someone that did get a kiss was that lovely little old lady that was in her wheelchair that got a kiss 2 years ago when she was out, when he was out, sorry.
Yeah, he's gone back again.
Gone back
more.
Again. And she said, "Oh, you remembered me." I think he might have been worded up.
But it's beautiful, and I love that. But I just thought for a second, just imagine being Victoria McRae for a second. So she's, at what point, and this is a question for her friends and mates and whatever too, at what point do you think,
the ship
what
sailed.
Am I doing here? Because I'll put my hand up and say I have been an obsessed fan in my past.
Here we go.
This will surprise you because you won't see it coming. Do you remember a little movie called The Island of Dr. Moreau?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to take you back to the mid-90s, and I was studying film and drama, and it was with Johnny Depp, but it was also with a guy called Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah.
And I started watching.
I'm going to stop you there. Isn't it Val Kilmer?
Yes, and Val. Massive. Yes. So I had a crush on Val Kilmer, Johnny Depp, but the weird thing was my obsession became Marlon Brando. Now, if you've ever watched the movie Streetcar Named Desire, which is from about 30 years before.
What are these movies that you're saying?
These are all classics. Well, classics. At least Streetcar is a classic.
Yeah, Streetcar. It was made about.
Was Elvis in them?
No, he wasn't, but he could have been. They were made a lot like 30 years before I was born, but I started to watch them obsessively when I was in like at uni, first year uni. And then I became so obsessed with Marlon Brando that my girlfriend and I were sitting down and planning our trip to LA. We found out where he lived and his address, and we were legitimately trying to find a cheap hotel because we were uni students, and how we could sit out the front of his house and just wait for his car to come out so we could meet him, because he's passed away now, but he decided he was never going to give an autograph in his life. And I was like, I will get that autograph. I will sit outside his house and I will get it. And it was good because another mate stopped me and said, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, but how good a mate are they if they didn't say that at Tullamarine and not when you're out there now?
And 131060, Fess, come on, if you're listening, I've just put myself out there. I've been an obsessed fan. What lengths have you gone to? At some stage, did you realise that camping outside Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift's hotel for a week just gone too far? Like that moment when you realised as a fan, you'd gone too far.
Or did you wait like Fee and just wait till they're about 65 with a BMI at about 25?
And then go,
okay, if they're senile enough, I will get that autograph.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We were talking about this lovely young Australian, Victoria McRae. She's up there in Sydney yesterday in the pouring torrential rain. She's got a tiara on. She's draped herself in the English flag, hoping that Prince Harry will marry her. Forget about Meghan Markle, suits actress, whatever. He hasn't met Victoria yet. Anyway, she didn't get to meet him. She had met him on two previous occasions. And the poor thing, I wondered if any of her friends at this stage had said, maybe last night when she was sitting there wrapped up in blankets and her feet in the, you know, the hot water, just saying, darling, I think gotta let it go. I reckon, Harry, it's not going to happen.
Have a look at the mirror.
Because sometimes you can get so obsessed with somebody, you know, a fan. You're such a big fan, you start to lose a bit of perspective. And I put my hand up and said I was flying to LA to meet Marlon Brando and stay outside his house until I met him. And I had a friend said, "You've gone too far." 131060. Yeah. Have you gone too far, Aaron from South Yarra? Hi, Aaron.
G'day. The moment I took it too far, I flew to America on a staycation, then drove 13 hours to Nashville to try and meet Taylor Swift.
Wow!
How'd it go?
Oh, wow!
On a whim. Yeah, it's like last year when she had she was playing at the Circuit of the Americas. I thought, like 2 weeks out, rightio, I'm going to fly over and do that. So I did.
How did you go?
13-hour drive.
Yeah.
I didn't get to meet her, but I did get noticed by her management team.
Did you
wait in a good way or a bad way?
Yeah, in a good way. No, it's not like, you know, I'm on some watch list.
And Aaron, out of interest, at what point did you realise, was it at some stage during that 13-hour drive that you went, I've gone too far?
I realised, I was like, what am I doing? I'm like, first time out of Australia, I'm here driving on the wrong side of the road, driving 13 hours straight.
It's amazing.
I was known to all the people I met there as the crazy Australian Swiftie, because they're like, what are you driving 13 hours for?
Attaching crazy to your name.
Well, the actual fact that he thought the 13 hours as he was driving.
Yeah.
And still did it.
I know.
And still got
But you came to your senses, Aaron. Carla from Mount Montalbert. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Carla, have you really obsessed over a celebrity and then realised you went too far?
Yeah, it was Johnny Depp. I was obsessed with him. And I made a scrapbook and put my face on Vanessa Paradis' face. Massive scrapbook.
Well, to be honest, from all the court cases that came out in his last relationship, you dodged a bullet there, Carla.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's so funny.
She might be a chance now. He's struggling a bit.
He is. He's not a good way.
He'll do it for a $10 voucher from Dan Murphy's. He'll all cover you.
Hayley from Altona Meadows. Hi, Hales.
Hi, the moment I went too far was when I found out that Justin Bieber was in Melbourne and I cleaned his house and I rolled around in the sheets that he stayed in.
What is going on? What is that? You rolled around!
How'd they smell? Do they smell nice?
He smells so good.
Oh, that is
amazing.
Oh my God. It puts a lotion on its skin. Oh, that's lovely.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
A very good mate of our show has put out a record of ARIA number one hits with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. He is going to join us in the next 10 minutes or so on 101.9 The Fox. It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
He's good looking. He smells good. He's sitting outside the studio.
Oh,
no, Anthony
me.
Kalia.
Yes, he does smell good. He got me onto some beautiful aftershave.
He's just lovely. Yeah,
Is it man's aftershave?
He's a big hunk. Yeah, because I wear female perfume. But anyway, we'll talk to Anthony about that when he gets in. Can't wait to roast him. But
I think the roasting might go the other way, but yes.
There's a big game of football on tonight at the SCG, and it's a grand final replay between Boxy's Bulldogs and, they haven't really gone too good this year, but the Swans, your Swans, Byron.
And in future, when
it's a slow start,
but when you set it up, can you say reigning premiers, the Western Bulldogs, and the other team that lost the grand final?
Okay. Oh. So there's a big game of football on tonight. Boxy's Bulldogs, who are reigning premiers
Oh, God.
Byron Swans, who lost.
Okay, I reckon there's a lot of neutrals want the Swans to win after that disgraceful behaviour from FIFA.
Yeah, right? So in our meeting a couple of days ago, I thought, what an opportunity. Byron's in LA to have a bet.
It's unlike you to bring up betting.
Yeah, well, I'm not allowed to bet myself, but then when two other people are betting, I can be invested.
Oh, okay, yes.
Invested in the game. Because I'll watch the game tonight and I'll be like, yes. So the bet is Byron. And Boxy.
Okay.
Whoever's team wins, the loser has to. So, for your instance, Byron, you've got to walk down LA, probably somewhere down where.
Rodeo Drive. Where Kim Kardashian hangs out.
I would think more like Compton, but yeah, go on.
Let's just keep it to Rodeo Drive.
In a bulldog suit.
It's a all giant right, okay. dog.
A giant
I like that.
Dog. And if obviously the Swans win, Boxy, you've got to walk down with a swan down.
I'd say Bourke Street Mall.
What, dressed
Bourke
up
Street
as a swan?
Mall. As a swan.
I'll take this bet because it will never happen. I will never be walking down Bourke Street Mall.
You're going to take the bet?
I absolutely accept it because this is our grand final. This is a must win. We've got lots to play for. We're a proud club. We're not losing tonight, so that's fine. What else do you want me to do?
What else?
Great. Well,
maybe
I love Clokey.
Bring us back some duty free.
Okay, that too.
No,
put that on the list.
I'm happy
to
do this bet because there is absolutely no way the Bulldogs will lose to the Swans tonight. It can't happen.
Swans aren't losing.
Oh, well, Byron, if you're so confident, mate, go really authentic. You're not wearing any clothes either because a Bulldog would always walk around naked, so you can just have your junk out down Rodeo.
Then they'll revoke my visa, so I won't even be able to come back and visit my son here. So maybe that's going too far.
Although, there's a lot on this. This is good.
We won't lose.
Okay, it's a locked-in bet.
Byron down Rodeo Drive in a doggy. Suit and Boxy down Bourke Street Mall in a swan suit. Yeah. So this will
lock in.
Just to clarify, if the Bulldogs lose tonight, I will walk down Bourke Street Mall dressed up as a swan.
That's exactly
good.
Right.
And if the Bulldogs win, I will walk down Rodeo Drive dressed up as a bulldog. I won't be paying for the suit though. So if someone in accounts,
you're such a tight ass.
Sure they get me just I need to get a cashback on that.
I like it.
Cheap.
He always accepts a gamble that involves no money.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'll do it.
So silly.
Lock it in.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
We've had to sit on some exclusive news. It's been embargoed until 9 o'clock. We will make the big announcement at 9 o'clock, so in about 4 or 5 minutes' time, stay right here. But right now, guys, one of our favourites is in the studio, Fief, with a brand new album coming out. Oh, just putting out ARIA number one hits with the entire Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Thank you very much. No big deal.
How exciting is that? And it's out Friday, September 1st, but it's available for pre-order now. And he's in the studio. Anthony Kalia.
Good morning, Spunks. Hey, I brought you some breakfast.
You are amazing.
Oh, kidding. I brought you some wog fingers.
Oh, gosh.
I like to call them.
Oh, my God. What are they?
So cannolis.
Love you, Anth. It's like, can I say this? And see, everybody loves you and thinks you're this amazing singer, but you are one of the all-time great blokes.
Hold on a second. They weren't for you.
Do you know?
Not for Fifi.
But Anthony, you are so charming and such a gentleman, and you're always thoughtful. And you bring gifts. No, but it's not that. That's not with you. That is just a lovely gesture.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's get
to it. You look like a Russian ice queen. What?
Oh, really?
Morning.
Like Elsa
like
or
a snow
Anya?
Queen.
Yeah. Anya!
Thank you. It's the beautiful. Beanie, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, thank you. See, this is why I like you.
Doesn't always bring
things. We got one of the guys.
I flew him up to Noosa the other week. Didn't bring me anything.
What do you mean? I brought you joy and happiness.
Yeah, can we talk about the Noosa trip? Because we know that the police were called at a particular point
in the
night.
Yes, they were.
Can you give us your version of that story?
We weren't doing anything wrong. We just had cranky neighbours. And as I said all night, she just needs to go and get a root because she was so angry.
Sure.
And all we did was have music playing. And then all of a sudden, we hear someone go, oh, the cops are here. And we just sent Fev to the front door.
Yeah.
And then Alex went running behind him going, oh, my God, not again.
So they were Queensland cops, or they like, Brendan?
Hey! Saw you down the valley a couple of times.
How long has it been, mate? You still playing for the Lions? What's going on?
Yeah, nah. So your album's coming out, mate. How's it all tracking along?
No, it's all good. We're in the studio at the moment recording the album with the 65-piece symphony orchestra,
wow.
Which is pretty cool. I'm going back there straight after this to continue recording. And then we're having a concert at Hamer Hall on the 8th of September as well. So I've performed with orchestras around the country before, but I've never stood in front of an orchestra with my own show.
Oh.
So this is going to be the first. And to do it in my hometown in Melbourne, it's pretty cool.
Oh, the Jeez. Big dog. Look what the jungle's done to you.
Look at the jungle's done to you. You've got a job. I've always had a job.
Oh, wow.
You're so full of yourself.
Now, of course, we should put it on the website for you to see Anthony.
He's continuing to do what he was always doing.
Yep. And Fev has obviously fallen on his feet, but it's mso.com.au. That is the website you want to go to get tickets to this. It's going to be an incredible show. All ARIA number one hits performed with an entire symphony orchestra for Anthony Kalia. So that's mso.com.au, Fief. So people should snap those up.
Yeah, snap them up, pre-order, get online.
Hey,
8th of September, when it's on, I'm pretty free. If you want me to get up for a duo?
No.
We sung it when we were in Noosa.
Yeah,
do you know what song I kept playing?
What?
Have a guess. What I always play in the
band. Oh, yeah. Callum Scott.
Horses.
Oh, horses.
Yeah, we're in the pool singing horses.
You don't like that song, do you? It's like, I mean, again. It's for Bogans. Like, oh, here it is. Oh, here
he's a credible musician.
Come on.
Look what you're doing.
There we go.
Fev, give us a bit of your version too, Fev.
Go, Fev.
There you go.
Hang on.
It's a long instrumental intro. It'll get there.
You got to come in with me after the little bit that we do here.
Fifi's playing the triangle right now.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Here we go.
We will fly.
Go. Got you at so far.
Where the cold wind
blows.
Oh, yeah. Every sun.
This is going down like a lead balloon.
My favourite thing about your friendship is that knowing that you are great mates, but sometimes it's like Fev's got you as his own personal entertainment. Just sing for me. Sing. Don't stop singing.
He's so on himself. It's ridiculous.
Fev, we're actually trying to sell tickets to this kid, mate. So
mate, did you hear his voice?
It's amazing. An amazing voice.
Yeah. He's got
his
one
voice
of the
was excellent.
Probably, he has the best voice in Australia. I'm not saying that because he's my mate. But when we were in Noosa, he pumped out a little song and everyone just sits there in awe. And when he was in the jungle,
A few Bacardi breezes, but yeah.
Yeah. And when we were in the jungle, he didn't want to sing, but he sung the prayer and literally I had tingles down my spine, and that is very rare to get. He's an amazing talent and he's funny and he's got charisma. And I love him.
Sickening.
Thanks.
We
can
love
you,
it.
Can you
Thanks
put that cannoli
in.
Back in your mouth, please?
Anthony Kalia, our guest. All right, Fifi Dave, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Hey, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Turn this one up.
Y'all know what it is.
Or at least lean in close. Because what we're about to reveal is huge. In fact, it's so huge, we've asked someone equally huge to help us reveal it.
G'day, mate.
She's obviously not from around here.
How are you?
Are you ready for
But she's across everything that's about to go down.
That's right.
So let's talk about our exclusive rooftop events.
They're world famous, you know.
And there's another one coming.
So be on the lookout for it.
So,
hint, hint.
Who's hitting the top floor next?
She want what I'm cooking.
Hello, Melbourne.
It's Katy Perry here.
California girl. Baby, you're a
one up a tea paper.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Fox FM's world famous rooftop presents.
Turn it up, keep it on with me.
Katy Perry Live.
Miss it and I'll slap you.
Australia's only chance to see Katy Perry Live in 2017.
You have to go all the way
to Australia to get one of these.
A one-off exclusive event hosted by Hamish and Andy. Performing tracks from her new album, Witness Live. Up close, in the flesh, and exclusive to us.
I can't wait to perform live for you.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Oh, guys, we did well. We knew about this, but we weren't allowed to say it until 9 o'clock, guys. I know one particular member of this show will be very much up and about.
Yes, Byron, yes, Byron, yes, Byron, yes, Byron, yes, Byron. I'm pretty sure she said, I can't wait to play for you, and I'm pretty sure she was talking to me.
Katy Perry is your favourite all-time human. This is a big thing for you, but also a big thing for Melbourne. Guys, this is Katy Perry's only Australian gig in 2017. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be on our very own world-famous rooftop. Katy Perry, guys, she's coming to town.
Massive. You can win tickets from next Tuesday right here. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron, right across your workday as well. She's got the new album, Witness, available to download or stream now.
Every Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up needs to have big laughs in it. And every kids' party needs to have Whiz Fizz at it. It's not a party without Whiz Fizz.